This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, homeless in St. Paul, Minnesota, site of the Republican National Convention.
Tonight at the convention, John McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin, is the main event. She will address the nation in primetime.
There's been a lot said and written about her in the last several days, and now several polls taken assess where the campaign stand post the Palin announcement.
And here now from Gallup is Frank Newport. And Frank, you poll every night. What does your latest poll find?
Well, our average for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday nights shows that Obama still has a lead. He got a bounce out of his Democratic convention. In fact, a day ago, he was up to 50% of the vote with an 8-point lead over John McCain. Now that is back down to a 6-point lead. So I would suspect that if McCain is going to get a bounce, and we suspect he will based on history, it's going to be reflected over the next several days.
And what has been the effect of Sarah Palin?
McCain's choice? Didn't see any immediate effect. She was announced last Friday, of course, and in terms of affecting the overall race, that is, you know, McCain getting some kind of giant bounce out of his announcement, we didn't see it at all. In fact, if anything, Obama kept and expanded his lead slightly. So she didn't affect the overall structure of the race one bit. We did do some internal analysis with our large samples, and we were able to determine that Republican women look like they shifted a little more towards McCain. By that I mean that he gained 5 or 6 points. He already had 80%, but it went even higher. So I think in the short term, she may have helped solidify the Republican base, which I think was one of the goals of selecting her. But so far, we haven't seen any major impact on the numbers.
Well, what about independents? That's another goal, is to win over independents or swing voters.
That's right. We looked at it carefully, and prior to the announcement, independent women, white independent women, we back out blacks and Hispanics because they're very strong towards Obama and really don't vary by gender, but white independent women are very much on the fence. They've been breaking about even between Obama and McCain, so we suspected they would be most vulnerable to a push, say, by a selection of a female vice president, but we didn't see any change there specific to gender. Where we did see the change was Republican women, as I mentioned, becoming stronger in their support for McCain.
Now, have you polled the former Hillary supporters who didn't like Obama initially and said they were voting for McCain, where they stand now?
We did. It got a lot of press because our pre-Democratic convention poll showed that only 70%, 7 out of 10, Hillary Democrats, former Hillary Clinton supporters, said they were going to vote for Obama. An amazing 16% told us they were going to vote for McCain, and 14% said they were undecided. So we went back in over the weekend and looked at our data, and sure enough, it did look like the Democratic convention brought some of them back home. Now 81% are voting for Obama, and a higher percent of those than before say they're committed to Obama. So we did have a jump up where Hillary voters are less likely to be defectors than they were prior to the convention. But that still leaves about 19% who are not willing to tell a pollster they're going to vote for Obama. These are Democrats who tell us they supported Hillary Clinton earlier this year. 19% still say they're either going to vote for McCain or they're undecided, but that's shrinking. That was 30% prior to the Democratic convention. So all of the focus on Senator Clinton and the fact that she very verbally says, I'm supporting Barack Obama now, and the prominence given to her and her husband at the convention seemed to have at least had some of the desired impact to the Democrats.
And did you ask them what they thought of Sarah Palin?
We have not specifically asked them what they thought of Sarah Palin. We did ask all of Americans, because we didn't have that in the data when we asked the basic question about Sarah Palin. Our immediate reaction showed that it was very muted. Each time a vice president is announced, going all the way back to Quayle in 88, we immediately go into the field and ask Americans, what do you think about the choice? Well, on a contextual basis, a relative basis, the two things stand out. Fewer people were able to give any comment about Sarah Palin than previous vice presidents. And second, more people said she was unqualified or not qualified to be president. But other than that, the reaction was more positive than negative. And in fact, on a ratio basis, was just as positive as the reaction was to Joe Biden's selection by Obama the week before. So our conclusion was the immediate reaction to Sarah Palin was, we're not sure who she is, we're not sure she's qualified, but hey, we're going to wait and see. Our first reaction certainly is as positive as Biden or some of the other recent choices.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll. Frank, thanks.
You bet.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.